And I think that is so adorable. Thank you. I don't know where the recording is on this phone app. Anyway, so it's adorable. It's adorable to watch. And one morning, we've been teaching her Silent Night, so she wanted Silent Night. So we were there and we were singing Silent Night, and she had Silent Night, and she was singing at the top of her lungs. And my 7, 8 month old, he was down there on all fours, his head's bouncing, and he's rocking back and forth, and he's singing. He's got his voice going, and we don't know what he's saying, but by golly, he's singing. And my grandbaby is singing at the top of her lungs. Her hands are in the air, and she's singing silent 4 rounds of Silent Night. And she was had her hands in the air praying. It is so worth it. It is so worth it. So I apologize, June. I am behind on the Bible writing. So we will get those caught up. They're leaving today, but we will get it caught up. But if I don't know, it's all well worth it. All well worth it because of just watching them worship Jesus. It's just well worth it. Anyway. The one thing that we ended up doing, we were watching Prince of Egypt, you know, and the one thing I wanted to bring out a couple things about that that hits my heart, that I've noticed that nobody's really touched on, is that, okay, we've got both of these. Okay, Moses came into the picture as, you know, as a baby. So both Moses and Ramesses grew up together. So they grew up in Egypt in the highest, you know, in the palace. And I one thing that caught my attention was what did the princess do? She took the baby in and she loved on it and she cared for it. She knew it was an Israelite. She knew that they were killing these Israelites, but yet she did not take it to Pharaoh to say, here is one that they let go down the river and we need to kill this one. She kept it, and she was in rebellion towards the Pharaoh, you know, because she wasn't going to kill it. So she didn't reject that law. She didn't reject that. And she kept the baby. You know, whatever that law was or the decree or however that all came about, she didn't reject it. She didn't re What am I trying to say? She chose not to go with what her husband put in place. And so she knew it was a deception. She knew that it was wrong. She knew that that shouldn't be. So what did she do? She found a woman that would breastfeed it, and then he grew up, and they grew up together. And the thing that caught me also is that they grew up together, and yet Ramesses stayed faithful to Egypt. But what did Moses do? Moses saw the error in all of it. And so and yet he grew up in the palace. He grew up with all of the teachings of Egypt, and he still chose to go the way of God. He rejected Egypt. He ran from it. Yes, one of the guys was killed, but you know, as Pharaoh, he could have made him innocent, just like we have the government doing now. They've got all these, you know, they're pardoning all these people. So, but Moses was called to lead Israel. Ramesses was called to lead Israel. So those are the things that God put in place for them. And so even though that Moses grew up in the palace, God still had his way with Moses. And that's what I think we need to keep in mind, is that whatever God has in store for us, just because no matter where we are or what we're doing, some way, shape, or form, it's all going to come to pass. It's all going to come out. And his heart was heavy because of the Israelites being as slaves. His heart was heavy because of the killing of those babies. And some of the things that also catches me off guard is the deception that is over, Actually, that's another story. We're not going to get into all that, I don't think, right now. That's another story. We'll do that later. But what I don't understand sometimes is all these people that don't repent. When we watch Pharaoh in the plagues, okay, all these plagues came to Pharaoh as Moses came back to him and said, "Let my people go." Pharaoh chose not to listen to Moses, yet they grew up together. And so he chose not to listen to Moses, not to listen to the Spirit of God. But who did he listen to? He listened to his magicians. He listened to the deception that was out there. And he listened to, well, you know, the miracles that Moses was doing. His wizards could do the same. It looked like the same until it came to the plagues, the bugs, frogs, that type of thing. And then it came down, and he still, even at that point, didn't repent. Didn't repent. Blows my mind. Why wouldn't he do that? And then it got to the point where he ended up with his firstborn being killed. That spirit of death came in. And if you read when we read in the Bible, it talks about how those plagues only hit the Egyptians. It didn't hit the Israelites. Granted, they also put, you know, the blood on their doorposts, so we need to keep that in mind, and that's where we need to make sure that we are doing that as well. It does tell us in these end days that we will be touched by some of the things that is going to happen here, but we will, God will protect his people. We may have to do things a little bit differently. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know. Things are going to change, and we just have to go with the changes and trust that God is going to take us, just like we have to trust what he did with Moses. Moses had to leave that way of life. He had to leave the palace. He had to leave that Egypt. And Egypt was full of money and provisions, but he had to leave it. And so we just have to keep that in mind. And one of the things that caught my attention is we read in Revelations, and I truly believe that all of us are here, the ones that are chosen, the ones that are awake in this day and age. You know, as Dennis was talking about the deception that's out there and some of the scriptures that came up and that he was bringing forth, that we as a people saw this several years ago, and we started praying that God would not have us go into that deception. We prayed against that deception. And so I'm encouraging all of you to continue to pray for that, because as Dennis brought out, is it yesterday? Must have been yesterday. Yesterday, Sunday, that we can, even the elect, can be deceived. We can be. So we need to keep those prayers up that we will see the truth. We will see the way God wants us to go. Because the prayers that we prayed back 5, 10 years ago when we saw it, whenever that was for each of you, that we wouldn't be in deception now, is kept us. And we have to trust that we will continue to pray those prayers, and we will stay out of that deception, no matter how ingenious the deception can get. So, and I trust that God will lead all of us out of that deception as we pray and believe that. But the thing that I was going to bring up, just a couple, and then we'll be done here, but just how stubborn some of these wicked people can be, it blows my mind. I'm going to go to, and I went to Revelation 16, and how the angels came in, and they're. Is this the bowls? I think this is the bowls. I didn't read a lot of it. I apologize. I didn't have a lot of time. A great voice out of the first one, vile, and there fell a noisome and greasome sore. Okay. The ones with the mark of the beast. And I heard 16, 1, and I heard a great voice out of the temple saying unto the seven angels, "Go your way and pour out the vials of wrath of God upon the earth." And the first went out and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped the image. And I'm not quite sure why in the world he would put sores on the ones that are the mark of the beast, because they're already condemned. And the second angel poured out a vial on the sea, and it became blood as of dead men, and the living souls died in the sea. Third angel poured out on the rivers and the fountains, and they became blood. And I heard an angel of the water say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, thou art, and waste, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." And the fourth angel, we're on eight, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. Nine, men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And this is what floors me. Why in the world? We've got all these plagues coming out. Repented not to give him glory. How stubborn are people, or how blind are people? Fifth angel, same thing. It goes on. Poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom as was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. Again, why in the world would you be going through misery like this and not repent of your deeds? Not repent that you've rejected the God of truth, rejected truth. It floors me. And the sixth angel poured out his vial, and again, they repented not. And we can go through and we can read that, and you know, that goes through and it talks about all of that. I'm just going through and looking at why in the world, because we have people now that don't want to repent. They don't want to repent. They don't want to just submit. They don't want to surrender and be soft and pliable, those soft hearts. And those hearts need to be soft and pliable for God to work in them. But yet they don't want to even let God allow them. Allow God to soften their heart. And that just blows my mind away, because I've always said, if anybody is in their right mind, nobody in their right mind is going to reject the God of this earth, the God that's going to save them, bring them out of the misery that they're in, bring them out of their destination, which would be hell, and bring them into heaven. It doesn't comprehend, does not comprehend whatsoever. And that's what we're needing to pray for. A lot of it is also the prodigals. We pray for our prodigals. We want them to come in. And one of the things that was so much fun is watching these kids, you know, do Silent Night over and over, is my daughter's watching. And so that's, you know, and she's a prodigal. She needs to come back. She needs to surrender, and to surrender everything. And I know you all have got prodigals, and well, I suppose you maybe you don't all do, but I know a lot of you do. And we need to pray for all of those ones to come in. So now we can, if you want to turn off the recording, we'll go into to praying, and we'll talk to 1-309-577.